Praise God and welcome to Revival Today. Today's message is, it's complicated. Hope you enjoy.
I want to encourage the body today. It's going to start off like this. It's complicated. Turn to somebody and say, it's complicated. The Bible says in Luke 2:14 says, glory to God and to the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards man. That's what today is supposed to represent, peace and goodwill towards man. The Bible says that the devil is the prince of darkness, but God, Christ, is the prince of peace. He's the prince of peace, and that's what this season is all about, peace. I want to talk about this because I want the body to know that when you look at the nativity scenes and they're in the city and they're in the malls and it might show this baby that's in the manger, it looks so peaceful and so great and so, it looks like the child's just cuddled. It gives a scene that looks so perfect. How many of us want to be used by God? We want to be used by God, but we don't understand the struggle that comes with it. The Bible says that Jesus said when he was an adult, he said, foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. I want to talk about this because a lot of times we look at our life and it's complicated. Even though the word says that you have peace and goodwill towards man, the people of God seem like we're looking for peace and we're trying to figure out where this peace is. So I'm going to tell you what this story is about because I want to go over how God presented his will to his vessel. It says in Luke 1, 26, 38. So it's 26 to 38. It's NIV. It says, 6 months after Elizabeth had become pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee. The angel went to a virgin promised in marriage to the descendant of David named Joseph. So the angel went to Mary, and his name was Gabriel. And he just showed up out of nowhere. I'm breaking this down because it's complicated. So out of nowhere, this angel appeared to Mary and told her that I'm going to do something for you. Somebody turn to somebody and say, he's going to do something for you. And the angel went to the virgin promised in marriage to the descendant of David named Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. And it says in the 28th verse, says, when the angel entered her house, he greeted her and said, you are favored by the Lord and the Lord is with you. So the angel came out of nowhere. She let him in the house. He was knocking at the door. And she let him in. And he said to her, you are highly favored. He showed up with a greeting that says, you know what, God has sent me and wants you to know that you are highly favored. And you see, I was encouraged by that alone because what it tells you is Mary was taken by surprise, and the Lord came and said, before I tell you anything, I want to let you know you are highly favored. Turn to somebody and said, I'm highly favored. So he said to her, you are highly favored. And I want to get this in the atmosphere that you are highly favored because our lives are so complicated and our lives are feeling like we're being pressed around every corner. But God is saying, I'm sending a message and I'm sending an angel to present something to you. And what I'm going to bring to you is encouragement. So the angel said to her, that you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And it says she was startled by what the angel said and tried to figure out what this greeting meant. And the angel told her, don't be afraid. You have found favor with God. You have become pregnant. You said you will become pregnant, given birth to a son named and name him Jesus. So she was highly favored. See, we look at this little scene here and we say, oh, wow, it was just so perfect. He's the Son of God and he was in the manger. But no, this is what happened first. Think about it. An angel showed up out of nowhere. Knocked on her door and she said, oh, who is this? And she looked at who is it? He comes into the house and say, he didn't come give us some money for gas. He didn't come bring some groceries. He knocked on the door and said, I'm going to use you. God is going to use you. And he's going to impregnate you with the child. And you're going to name him Jesus. Now, she wasn't married yet. How many of you would be like, hold up. Now, I don't know what you're talking about. Hold up. First of all, I'm not married. I want to bring this message to you because we, our saints, are so complicated. Our lives seem to be complicated, and we even complicate the gospel. Jesus, the word says that the angel came to her and said a couple things first. And the reason why I want to say this to the body, it's so important for you to be highly favored of the Lord. So because you're being challenged to change your life, being challenged not to be superficial, being challenged not to be caught up in a custom. We do things as customs. We do things because it's what our people do. But God wants you to know it has nothing to do about your culture. To be highly favored with God means that you have to have a relationship for yourself with God so that he can use you. I want to be highly favored. How about you? So when the angel came to the door, the angel knocked and said, not only did he say, I'm going to bless you. He said, don't be afraid. You have been found favor with God. So I love that because it shows that God was watching her. He's watching your lifestyle. He's watching your commitments. He's watching your attitudes. And he wants to know, are you going to be highly favored in his presence? It's so easy to be highly favored when you're around people. But how about when you're all by yourself and you're going through something and you don't know how to stay in the presence of God to get your breakthrough? God says he wants you to be highly favored so that he can use you. So he said, don't be afraid. I have found favor. You have found favor with God, and I will be. You will become pregnant and given birth to the son named and said, name him Jesus. In the 32nd verse, it says, he will be a great man and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors, David. Your son will be the king of Jacob's people forever, and his kingdom will never end. Somebody said never end. His kingdom will never end. So today is part of that discussion about his kingdom. I love it that you and I are here to give honor and tribute to God and to this day. But I want you to know that your life is complicated. And because it's complicated, look at the journey that Christ went on. Because what the enemy tries to do with us, he tries to get into our head and say, guess what? I got to seek out somebody that can help me. When the pastor try to help you, oh, you can't help me. My life is complicated. When God sends somebody your way to be a blessing to you, you're like, oh, you don't understand because it's complicated. God said that he sent his son that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He said also there shall be peace on earth and goodwill towards all men, but only to those that understand that he is the Prince of Peace. And the only way you can get to peace is through him. But this peace cannot come until you surrender yourself to the will of God in a way that he can bless you. It says in Luke 2, 6, 7, it says, while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in clothes and placed him in the manger. Now, this is the story we all know, okay? She placed him in the manger. How many young kids know that Jesus was placed in the manger? Raise your hand. The young kids that learn it in Bible study. Do you know that Jesus was placed in a manger? So, like, we have this little doll here. I don't know if it's a boy. But they placed this child in a manger, and it says right here in the next part, it says right here, they placed the child in the manger, and because there was no guest room available for him, they placed him, wrapped him in a cloth, and placed him in a manger because there was nothing there for him. Now, I'm looking at this scripture here, and I'm talking about how life is complicated. Jesus, when he came, think about it like this. How many of you have gone through the birthing process, had children? Raise your hand. What do you do when you have a child that's coming on the way? Do you just show up and have the child, or do you do what? Come on, somebody. Say what? Mm-hmm. Jesus was a gift from God to Mary, and they had nowhere for him to go. The Bible says that he ended up staying where the animals stayed because it's complicated. Even though she received the word from God and she received a powerful message from God, I'm sure she started dancing and then said, oh, no, I'm going to get pregnant. I don't know how this is going to work. I don't know how this system goes. Like, I don't know. You telling me Joseph's my husband, but he ain't involved in this. So but it was complicated because she had to be a willing vessel to be used by him. So she began to think about it and think about it. If you were to receive such a word, you'd be like, oh, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to prepare? Now, she was a gift given from God in the very flight, the very presence of Jesus in her body. She began to bear a child, and when she finally had a child, she had nowhere to go with this child, and the child had no place to rest his head. That's why Jesus said that foxes have holes and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere he can lay his head. So what's going on with you? I know that your life is complicated, and I know that it feels like there's no way out of your situation. But check this out. This is another thing I want you to see about this story. There was a king called Herod. Now, this child was a gift from God. And right when she had this child, all hell broke loose. Because the enemy heard about this child called the son, the king of the Jews. And when Herod found out, the wise men were coming through and they stopped by and told the king, there is this king of the Jews is coming. And when this king found out, he began to chasten. And Mary and him had to be on the run. And they were hiding and ducking and tucking the child in different places. This is the Son of God and this is how it had to go down. He was ducking and hiding. They couldn't be in normal places. And the Bible says that this king was so wicked because he was so upset and concerned about his kingdom that he went forward and he said, I put out a decree that all the children of Bethlehem under the age of 2, male, will be killed. It is complicated. Now, this is where I'm taking this message for you because I don't want to hold you alone today. I want you to know that your life has been complicated even from the day you received the Lord into your life. But I want you to see that Jesus' life was complicated, but still he sent a blessing their way. He still met them where they were at and said, I'm watching over you. I'm going to be with you regardless of how it looks. Now, this is how it looks right here. Now, they're in the manger, and think about it. You're a mother, you have your child, and you're trying to make your child comfortable and make sure the child is not crying, and you have animals all around you. You know how it smells in a barn. And I thought about the wise men, and think about it like this. The wise men came bringing good gifts. And a lot of time we think about them gifts, and we're like, oh, yeah, it's Christmas. Right? Brought them a toy, brought them a truck, like we do today. We bring them something, but God sent him encouragement. And I'm going to show you something here, because I'm going somewhere here with this message. It says Herod saw that the wise men had not returned. This is what happened in the story. Herod had met with the wise men, and he said, they said, we're going seeking out this child, and we're following the star. And it's been prophesied for a while. So they showed up before the king and said, we're going to go and look for him. And the king said, well, listen, when you find him, come tell me, because I want to also bless him. This is how the devil is. He'll talk to you. He'll say, hey, guess what? I'm going to bless you too. You just leave the Lord. Don't stay saved. Don't be real. Don't be serious. And what we do is we buy into it and lose everything that God has promised us. Now, I need you to understand this, church, is that the blessings that God has for you doesn't come outside of complications. When you had your child going through the birth and process, you had to go through what? Labor pains. But in the end, there was a gift of life. There was a gift that you received, but that mother that was carrying that child had to go through for a while and had to go through the morning sickness and had to go through pain in her body. But in the end, she came forward with a gift. God is saying that I'm trying to give you a gift spiritually, and you're going through labor pains, and you're running away from me, and you're upset with me. Like the brother said, he was driving, and the Spirit of God said, why don't you let me in? I need you to understand, church, we have to let God in. You can't come here week after week and not know who Jesus is. Don't know the authority and the power that he has, that he can bring peace and goodwill into your life. The church is all messed up. We're messed up in our minds, in our life, in our sicknesses. But God said it was complicated even for his child, because I have a plan for you. It might be complicated. It might not feel good. Just like when Mary, just like when the brothers came before the King Herod, the wise men, Herod saw that these wise men had not returned, so he got mad and killed all the boys in Bethlehem area that were 2 years old and younger. That's complicated. That's a mess. That's messy. Some of us say to ourselves, well, you know, that can't be the will of God because it's messy. That can't be the will of God because it ain't smooth. It ain't going that smooth. Your relationships with one another, oh, I got to get out of here because it's not that smooth. It's not going perfect. Now, come on, somebody. It's complicated. But he said, I left you a promise, peace and goodwill towards all men. That means you're going to find peace in Christ Jesus. You're going to find goodwill. But you got to stop going to all these other counselors and talking to everybody but Jesus. because he knows all about your problem. Give God some praise. He knows all about your problem. I know your problem is complicated, but even Jesus' life was complicated, even all the way to the cross. He was the Son of God, and he was going to have a crown. But instead of having a crown like the other kings, he had a crown of thorns. It's complicated. I know your life has been complicated. You're sitting there saying, why can't I organize things? Why can't things run a little smoother? Why can't I get this message right? But God said, I'm trying to send an angel to talk to you and to minister to you, but you don't know my voice. He said, I didn't tell you that you wasn't going to have to go through and that you weren't going to suffer. But he said, those that suffer while will reign with him. Turn to somebody and said, I want to reign with Christ. I want him to be in my life. I'm suffering right now, but I'm going to reign with him. This is what it's all about. It's complicated. Your situation is complicated. It doesn't seem easy, church. Some of us are homeless. Some of us can't pay our light bill. Some of us got great jobs and have no health. Some of us are going through psychological issues. Some of us has just been married and trying to get stability. Some of us are trying to get married. And God is saying, it's complicated, but I got it. Somebody say, he got it. He's got it. He's got it. I don't hear you praising him. Say, he's got it. He's got it. He has the keys of the world in his hand. Thank you, Jesus. My God, God said, he has it in his hands. I want you to see that God is saying to his people that I'm going to bring you a blessing. Now, the three wise men showed up, and they had significant gifts. One gift was gold, one was frankincense, and one was myrrh. All right, and God began to reveal something to me with this gift. And I thought about it, and I said, Lord, why did these kings come? And you know why these kings come? Because God was bringing assurance. Because she heard from an angel what was going to happen. And now she had this baby. And think about it. Even Joseph, the Bible says that Joseph showed up at night again and sent an angel to him and said, listen, you're going to be a daddy. You're not even involved in it, but you're the daddy. So think about all of that. That's hard to believe. You know how we would be. The angel tell you that, the husband get in the car. I don't know. You driving. I don't know who baby it is. I know I heard his angel, but I don't know. It's complicated. Somebody say, it's complicated. That was a rough ride on the donkey. It's complicated. So they were riding on their donkey, the limo donkey. But see, so he had frankincense. And I want to go over how when God brought all this together, it was all kind of pieces of the puzzle, and they were all just coming together. And the thing about it is this, is that he was bringing it all together. You know, some of us do like this and say, well, you know, my life is complicated. Some of us in here are ready to get married, are planning on getting married. We look at each other. You didn't take care of that? You didn't take care of that? Look at one another and said, it's complicated. Whatever you're going to get, whatever you shall have, it's complicated. You better fight to maintain it. You better fight to get it. And you better fight to keep it, said God. So you have to go to the throne of glory and say, Lord, send help my way. You have to go before God and say, Lord, send help my way. He's going to send it by way of angel. He's going to send it by way of ravens. And he said to the disciples, when I go away, I'm going to leave with you a comforter. That meant that you needed something. You needed something to help you through what you're going through. I know I need something to help me what I'm going through. But I know it's complicated. But there's a God that's able to meet all my needs. He's meeting your needs, church. It's complicated. It's complicated. But David was the kind of king that messed up, but then he still cried before God and said, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned. I want to be real for God. How many of you want to be real for Christ? I know you were quiet all day, but now I'm telling you, you better get out of that and say, Lord, it's complicated, so I'm going to just bring you a gift called praise right now. Give God some praise. Give God some praise because it's complicated. So I was touched by the angel. Some of us watch these TV shows and said, touched by an angel. I want to let you know, you might be dealing with cancer. You might be dealing with something, but I'm going to show you how God works. Because even though they've gone through all this complication, they were running from kings. They were running from all kind of terror coming after Jesus to stop his birth, to stop what was going to happen here on earth. Remember what I said in the beginning? He said, peace and goodwill towards all men. That's what the gospel was riding with. This is who he represented. Peace and goodwill. But the devil is a prince of darkness, and he is over the air. And so he's out there lurking, trying to find out how he can make it complicated. And we don't have enough sense to know that God is able to keep you from falling. He's able. He's able. Somebody say, he's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. I know that your problem's been hard and overwhelming, and you lost your tears. You lost your praise, but we're going to get it back today. Come on, somebody. It's complicated. A few more minutes. These wise men, there was three of them, they came bringing gifts, and I said, oh, Lord, what does that mean? I know we represent this and we talk about it and everyone's fantasizing about Christmas and some of us are like, well, my Christmas could be better if I had $1,000. Some of us said if we had a little bit more money, my Christmas would be better. But if you look at this passage here, they were struggling, they were going through, and it said they came bringing gifts. One was gold, as a precious metal. Frankincense was perfume and incense. And myrrh was oil. And I began to get a revelation. When you know when the words say he supply all your needs. So Mary was receiving her blessing. Come on. See, God did, you didn't, Jesus didn't need no money. But he sent it anyway. He sent him gold from the very kings. Then he sent frankincense, which is perfume and scents. So they were in a smelly barn. And he changed the atmosphere. Come on, somebody. You're in an atmosphere that is messed up and polluted and smelly, and God sent some scent to change the atmosphere so that they can smell and take it, because them horses and them donkeys and everything made him uncomfortable, but they sent a king and said, I gotta send the bill. I'm going to send the money to pay the bill. And then he sent something for the atmosphere. And the last was mirth, was oil. The oil represents anointing. Being covered with the blood, being covered with the anointing. See how God works. And someone said, what did he need that oil for? He was anointed in the name of Jesus. He said, cover yourself with the blood. I'm going to ask you all to stand. I hope you're receiving the word today. Give God some praise. Somebody give God some praise. Somebody give God some praise. See, your life is complicated. And you come to the pastor, and some of you avoid me. Don't tell me your problems. Call up others. I know it's complicated. But God said that we watch for your soul. We know that you're going through struggles and sicknesses. You see me coming here and I was coughing. The enemy is always trying to tap me with this asthma seasonally. Told me you need to move down south because you don't have to deal with that every winter, every other winter. But God said, I know it's complicated, Pastor, but are you willing to press any old way? Are you ready to go through whatever you got to go through to get to the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus? It's complicated. Look at the church this morning, this full place. You know, people are even still absent today. But God said he's going to bless this ministry. But I need you to know it's complicated. So God is saying this. He's going to send what you need. Turn to somebody and say, he's sending me what I need when I need it. And the thing about him sending you what you need, he knows all about it. So like Jesus in a manger, I'm sure she was crying that night saying, Lord, you promised me a king. How many of you are going through something? You said, Lord, you promised me a house. You promised me a car. You promised me a wife. You promised me children that are no longer locked up or strung out on drugs. It is complicated, church. You promised me health and strength. It is complicated. It says in 1 Peter 5, 6, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Humble yourself, that he may exalt you in due time. That just makes me want to shout. He said, humble yourself in due time. This is why it's called House of Praise, because I got to praise him. He said, humble yourself. Some of you haven't been humbled for a while because your problems are too hard for you to bear. You don't know how to say, Lord, help me, and cry before God. He said, humble yourself, because in due time, what time is it? It says, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Cast all your cares on that child, because he's a risen king now. Give God some praise. He's a risen king. He's a risen king. And he's a powerful God Almighty. He started off as a baby. But when he was grown up, I want you to get this in your head. When he was grown up, somebody came to him and complained about their problem and said, well, Jesus, I was born like this and I didn't have this and I didn't have that. And then Jesus turned around and looked at him and said, foxes have holes, birds have nests, but I was born with the pigs. Some of us are caught up in our wealth. We think that our success is in our wealth. Even the Son of God came down. We don't even know how to receive one another because you don't have some money or because you're struggling. No, look beyond that to see the blessing that's coming.
I don't care if you have or you don't have, but what I want you to know is the angel wants to greet you, but it says in the Bible that she was highly favored. Are you highly favored? Or are you playing around with God? Are you playing around and being traditional and religious and all this craziness and don't know that you can't really get to the perfection, you can't get to the promise if you don't start to be highly favored? So somebody should talk about you. Know the way they should talk about you? Wow, he's a mighty man of God. I don't see her attitude. I just see her crying out to God. I don't see her or him fighting in the church and not getting along. No, I just see a mighty man of valor. Ah! And then when you say to yourself, oh, I see this person as saint, and they don't bring peace. No, he says he's a God of peace and goodwill towards all men. That's what I see in the name Jesus. I see peace. And so where does this peace come from? It comes, he said, I'm going to renew your mind. Touch yourself right here. Renew my mind, Lord. Restore a right spirit. Restore a right spirit in me. Say it to yourself. Renew my mind and restore a right spirit in me. God is saying some of us are not right. He can't send an angel to you because you're not right. He needs you to be highly favored. So change my mind, Lord. I've been thinking wrong. I've been stinking corruption. I've been living a double life. And you want the angel to show up at your door with gifts? I don't know about that. The next verse says, be sober. That means some of us want to drink on this holiday. Get drunk. Be vigilant. That means be watchful. See, a lot of time we like to stop on that other part of the scripture. The part that says this. The part that says, oh, yes. Oh, Chris, cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Yes. That's the nice church. But then it says, you be sober. You be vigilant. So that means you watch yourself. He said, be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So he even showed up on Jesus' doorstep. But God met him with a blessing. So, church, you are blessed. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill towards men. Goodwill towards each and every one of you. Give God some praise. So I don't tell you right now peace and goodwill because it's the season, because there's so much suicide in this month. But I'm telling you peace and goodwill through the name Jesus, through understanding the complications of life. Bring it down. I need you to know that there's a king that's coming. And he's already been presented to you. So when they came with the gifts, they didn't have much. Deuteronomy 28:6, it says, Blessed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goeth out. There's a blessing for you. There's a blessing for you, church. I know your life is complicated. And I know it's messy. But like Jesus said, I was born and I had nowhere to go neither. And then when I finally grew up, they gave me a crown of thorns. So tell me a little bit more about your problems.
And then he said, now, how can I help you? Because I promise you peace and goodwill to all of you.
Praise God. I pray that you enjoyed the word today. Please come and visit us at 1850 Elm Street, Manchester, New Hampshire. Sunday morning is 10 a.m. Again, we're looking for our online fans to come out and visit us. Thank you.